Hey everybody, welcome back to Look at the Book. Hope you're having a good day today. Excuse me. Have you ever played the blame game? I'm sure as children when we were playing and maybe as teens and stuff like that when we were playing and get in trouble, it was easy to say, well, it was such and such's fault. If I hadn't been with him or I hadn't been here, I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. Well, part of the problem is it doesn't just happen to children. As adults, we still often play the same blame game. Adam and Eve were caught in sin. We've seen that the last time in our study. But watch what they try to do today to avoid responsibility for that sin. So let's start today by reading Genesis chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Then the man said, God, we need to understand, God has come to Adam and Eve and he has said, who told you were naked? And so here's Adam's response. The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. So here are some of the ways the blame game is played today. If I didn't live in this area, I wouldn't have all the problems I have today. If you knew my family and how I grew up, you'd know why I am like I am. You don't know everything I've been through. Now, all those things may very well be true. It is difficult if you live in a bad environment to rise above it. If your home life is tough, it's difficult to get through that. I understand that. But as true as these things may be, they are still not excuses for us to behave in a bad way. I've heard people say, because my father was an alcoholic, I'm an alcoholic. Because my father was an abuser, I'm an abuser. The problem with those arguments is that we must answer for our own actions, not the actions of someone else. We should be striving, if those are the cases, to break that cycle, not to continue that cycle. I'm not saying, again, that this is easy. I know people have struggles in homes like that. I know there are struggles in the way people are brought up. But the Bible tells us we're going to be held accountable for our own actions, not that of others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 10, it says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Now notice, it's each one will receive the things that they have done, not what others have done. Now back to Adam and Eve. Notice how they played this blame game. God says to Adam, who told you you were naked? Did you eat of the tree? I told you not to. And so what does Adam do? Adam responds, the woman you gave me, she gave me of the tree. Do you see here who Adam is actually trying to blame for this? He's actually blaming God. The woman you gave me, if you wouldn't have given her to me, I wouldn't have had this problem. No, that's not the problem. It is the woman you gave me? No. The problem is that Adam made that choice. God turns to Eve. Since Adam said that, God turns to Eve and says, what is this you have done? Not to be outdone in the blame game, she turns and says to, looks at the serpent and says, it's the serpent who deceived me. Well, did they know they were not to eat of the tree or not? You know, we have a Bible that's full of commands and things that we're supposed to do to obey God. They had only one thing. God told them, of every tree in the garden you may eat, but of this one tree you may not eat. There was no question about what tree that was. So who was really to blame? Eve said, well, I was deceived. I was tricked by the words of Satan. But that did not remove all guilt from her. She still had a choice whether or not she would eat of the fruit she was told not to. Adam wanted to put it off onto God. But God gave him the woman as a helpmeet. And Adam could not blame her or God for his sin. Just as with Eve, it was his choice when she offered it to him to eat or not to eat. The same is true today. God has given us his word with his will for us to do. If we fail to do it, the bottom line is that we will be held responsible for our own actions. I want to close today by reading Ezekiel chapter 18, 20 through 24. The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him because of the righteousness which he has done. He shall live. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live? But when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed. Because of them he shall die. So what do we do with sin? Don't try to hide it. Don't try to cover it up. Let's repent of it, confess it, repent of it, and go forward without doing it anymore. Thanks for being here today. See you next time.